This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Whom do you call and what do you do when you have a medical emergency? Call 911. Older adults, especially those who live alone, may need a safety plan to prevent or deal with a medical emergency such as falls or cardiac arrest or stroke. On this week's Life Transitions, Dr. Anita Sharma talks with Nick Sasso, paramedic with AMR, about taking care of medical emergencies.
Hi, Nick. You work as a paramedic with AMR, so you see all kinds of medical crisis situations. What are the typical situations you see when you work with the elderly?
We see a lot of respiratory complaints, anything from COPD, asthma, CHF. We see people who have chest pain or chest discomforts, and we see some people who have stroke-like symptoms.
What are the typical symptoms of a stroke that people need to look out for?
Well, there's an acronym called FAST, F-A-S-T. So you're going to look for some kind of facial disturbance or slooping of one side of the face, some type of speech problem, and some kind of inability to get the exact words out right. If it be a slurred speech, if it be a wrong word when they're trying to say balloon, they say apple, for example. And then some kind of deficit in the hands. So usually you see a weakness in the arms or a weakness in the legs. And that's when really you need to start by calling 911. But most importantly, you need to recognize those symptoms.
What about incidents of elderly folks falling down and their inability to get up?
Sure. So if you're alone, obviously, you need to call for help. If you're with somebody and they fall, let's identify if they're injured or not. That's a good start. If there's some kind of bleeding, we need to stop that bleeding. So a simple clean towel, placing some pressure on the wound would be good. If they're injured, don't move them. Let people come to help you. So first identify life-threatening conditions. Things like bleeding would be important. And then identifying if they're injured and they can get up. We would encourage you to call 911 and we'll be happy to come out there and help you get up off the ground.
What if they live alone and they're not able to do any of those things?
Sure. So hopefully you have something you can place on a wound close by, if it be the current shirt on your back or whatever you can get a hold of. A lot of times there are different companies that can offer a communication device, some kind of push button where it alerts first responders for you that you're in trouble or in an emergency. Those would be good starts.
What about symptoms of a cardiac arrest?
Cardiac arrest is identified by someone who's not breathing and doesn't have a pulse. It's probably one of the most profound emergencies we have. Time truly matters. So identifying that someone is not awake or conscious and they're not breathing obviously is an immediate 911 call. And from there, you're going to get some instructions. You're going to get instructions to put someone on a hard surface, and then you're going to get some instructions to push on their chest. And our 911 operators are going to give you some medical direction on how to do that.
My guest for today was Nick Sasso, who is a paramedic with AMR. This is Anita Sharma.
Life Transitions is produced with the College of Business and Social Sciences at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Find out more at KEDM.org.